the thing. Most of us are chronically online, including myself. It's hard not to be these days, but studies have shown just how taxing a digital existence can be. Luckily for the folks in Northwest Ohio, there is an ever-present outlet for escaping the pull of our curated algorithms, our metro parks. I'm Erin Holden, editor-in-chief of the Toledo Free Press. Each week, I'll be shadowing a different person at various metro parks to see how they are taking advantage of our expansive park system. Whether you are a runner, bird watcher, fisherman, or a mom who just wants your kid to get some fresh air and exercise at the playground, our parks really present infinite possibilities for outdoor experiences. And that's what I'll be doing on this podcast, exploring those possibilities with local folks like you who use Metro Parks Toledo in your day-to-day lives. Because if you want to get away from your screens and back to nature, Toledo's public spaces really do make that a walk in the park. It was January 2024, in the dead of winter, that I first made a move to join the Mother Center of Greater Toledo. My then 3-year-old was, and still is, an only child, and I was casting lines all over the place to make sure that he had a rich social life. Let's be real, I was also hoping to develop a richer social life myself. No one really tells you how difficult that can be when you're an adult, especially when you're a relatively new mom who had your child during COVID, but I digress. I joined this group that has been around since 1984 and was very happy with all the options they provided for moms, particularly for those with young children. After our initial meetings at the YMCA JCC during winter, I found myself meeting up with them at outdoor places like the metro parks. Fast forward to now, when I have very good friends that I've made from my connection to the organization, it made me realize just how important those outdoor meetups are to so many moms. I know just how easy it is to stagnate in your home with your toddler, finding your house increasingly smeared with mysterious stains and peppered with a treacherous minefield of toys. I often had to tell myself and my son this: not today. Today we're going outside. Mother Center of Greater Toledo was a wonderful conduit for that, which is why I wanted to reconnect with them at Glass City Metro Park, an outdoor meetup in the newest of the metro parks. In my household, any visitors we have who are coming to Toledo for the first time will almost certainly be taken to Glass City Metro Park. The kids can play on the ribbon where they can skate or play on one of the playgrounds. We also make it a point to walk along the Maumee, where there are rope bridges and nets that hang over the water where we can lounge. To me, it's the perfect introduction to Toledo because it has become the heart of the city. The first member I talked to, Jessica Duncan, also happens to be a programming specialist for Metro Parks Toledo. She shared a similar story to mine regarding building community with other moms.
I've been a member of Mother Center of Greater Toledo for, I want to say, about 9 years now.
Okay.
Because before I was working here, I was home with my kids for several years. Okay. And I didn't know anybody else.
Okay.
And I thought, what am I going to do? Because I certainly can't stay in this house all day, you know.
It'll drive you crazy.
As my job description suggests, I do like being, you know, out and about and active. So in kind of seeking, you know, some things for us to do, I found Mother Center.
Yeah.
And even, you know, having returned to work full time 5 years ago, I've still maintained my membership. I've made lifelong friends through there, you know, learned a lot. I mean, you know, educational sessions about car seat safety and things like that.
Yeah, they do have a lot of good educational sessions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, in addition to all the social connections.
Right, And
As Jessica mentioned,
her job entails being outside frequently, but it also involves creating programming for moms like her.
I do especially love creating programming for kids. Day to day is all over the place. We're in all the parks, so I'm not assigned to a specific park, and I could be working with preschoolers or homeschool children or, you know, one of our many amazing public schools, you know, come out for field trips with us. So we facilitate those as well. We do programming for adults, so really all over the map.
Nice.
A program that's close to my heart is Tree Tots. That's a preschool program that we offer that meets monthly throughout the parks. So, you know, I might do Tree Tots, or like today I started this morning with a forest school program for preschoolers out at Oak Openings Metro Park. Anything from something like a forest school to archery, to kayaking, and, you know, everything in between. So yeah, we call it Toledo Tree Tots Preschool Club.
Okay.
And it's for ages 2.5 to 5, although we often have some siblings, you know, so it could be anywhere from ages 2 to 6, really. And I like this program because children come with an adult. Mm-hmm. And I find that the adults seem to enjoy it just as much as the kids do.
They can kind of get involved with it.
Yeah, and okay. we do a different theme every month, and we're at a different park every month. And so we're taking people to parks that maybe they wouldn't normally visit, right. Which is really neat. And I just love watching the kids. They're getting so comfortable with being outdoors and being curious about nature. You know, really seeing it as a place where they belong.
Yeah.
You know, and something that they're really interested in being a part of.
And how about forest school? Is it the same age range?
Forest school is a similar age range. It's 3 to 6. And this is a new program for us. It's already kind of shown up in some of my other programs, but this is the first program I've offered that's just, you know, a true kind of forest school modeled program.
Right.
So we spend all of our time outside today. We had a great day, mm-hmm. just exploring and playing in nature. And really, it's about giving the kids a chance to follow their own curiosities,
okay.
without really like a set agenda, you know.
Yeah.
So we're pretty loose at forest school.
Right. So it's just a chance for them to explore nature, mm-hmm. and they kind of take the lead.
Yes.
Can you give me an example of like what that looks like for a little kid, like things that they
sure.
discover? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our first day was really fun. I had the kids decide where we were going to go. So
oh, nice.
Every time we were at like a trail intersection, you know, mm-hmm. they would point to where they want to go. And you know, we do have a fine line when our primary mission, you know, we're very committed to conservation. So we do want to be staying on trail and treating nature respectfully. Mm-hmm. But it's important to give kids an opportunity to touch things, you know,
yeah,
and smell things and kind of experience nature on that sensory level. So it's not something that they're, you know, afraid of.
Yeah,
we did lots of fun stuff. We would measure trees by how many kids it took to get around the tree.
Oh, fun.
You know, it's a 4-kid tree, you know, and look for those chances where it's, you know, it's safe and appropriate to touch things and pick up and, you know, mm-hmm. let them carry sticks and acorns while we're on their walk and return when we're done.
They love to collect things at that age, so that's really
yes.
fun. How long have you been doing this work as a programming specialist?
I have been with the Metro Parks for 5 years now.
Okay. And what do you enjoy most about this position?
This position, oh my gosh, it's a dream job. I love that every day is a little bit different. I love that I have the chance to be creative and really come up with, you know, exciting ways for people to experience and interact with the parks.
Mm.
I feel, yeah, so proud to work for Metro Parks. I feel like we're doing a lot to, you know, improve the community and the lives of people in Lucas County. Yeah, I have 2 kids. My daughter is 11, so she's looking at heading off into junior high next year.
Oh, wow.
And then my youngest is 7. So, yeah, long before I was a Metro Parks employee. I mean, I grew up in the parks, and then I was a mom taking my kids to the parks. My kids love the ribbon. They love a skate. Roller or ice.
Oh, yeah. it's the best.
We've been down here for both of those. You know, we've had a birthday party down here at the Cabanas, which
cool.
was a great time. They love coming down to the ribbon.
Jessica also finds herself working with Mother Center of Greater Toledo quite a bit when she spreads the word about the programming at the Metro Parks. They're always game for new outdoor activities, so many of the participants in the program she creates are from that group.
Before I was a Metro Parks employee,
yeah.
you know, we had lots of park meetups, and, mm-hmm. and Mother Center still does a lot of park meetups.
Yeah,
right. And that's like really when I think about Mother Center, it's like not only is there the kind of the planned programming, but there's the opportunity to connect with other parents and make your own plans with them.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I've been on like so many different text threads. Head into C-Corps, you know, we'll be there at 11 o'clock. Who wants to come?
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And then like now in my role at Metro Parks, I really like to share any opportunities that I think Mother Center would be interested in,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the group members. And, you know, I've done some nature walks for them. I have another one doing a nature walk for them.
Okay. And where is that one going to be?
That one's going to be at C-Corps.
Okay.
And it's like family focused, you know.
Nice.
So we're going to be going at little kid speed and, you know, giving things a close look.
Nice. Can you think of some Metro Park specific mom meetups with that group that you've enjoyed the most overall over the years?
Oh, that's a really good question. I know, well, what have I been able to go to recently? I mean, I know they had an amazing one out of the Treehouse Village, but I couldn't make it there.
Yeah, I heard that one was great. A friend
yes,
of mine went to it.
Which would have been phenomenal. So yeah, unfortunately, I don't know that like one stands out, to be honest. Mm-hmm. To me, that's like quintessential Mother Center.
Yeah,
You go to the park with your kids, mm-hmm. you know, Wildwood, Secor, Oak Openings, like you name it. We've been to all of them, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and the kids play and the parents chat, you know, and you probably hang around with your packed lunch and it's just, yeah. it's always a great day.
Yeah, it's really casual and very like open
yes.
and really fun.
Very welcoming.
Yeah. What do you enjoy most about Glass City Metro Park?
I mean, just look around when yeah. you're down here. Isn't it so incredible yeah, to be yeah. at a place like this, mm-hmm. you know, in the middle of our city and right on the water?
Right.
The transformation is so amazing, especially if you have, you know, as someone who's been around to see it before it was a park and right. what it's like now. There's just, like, so much to do here. I know you guys are heading to the Pollinator Playground later. It's such a good playground for younger kids. And then we have the Grosbeak Playground, which is great for older kids. You can really spend a whole day down here.
Yeah.
You know, between the ribbon and the water towers and the restaurant and the playgrounds. Right. Like you said, the adventure trail. You know, for those that are a little older, I don't know that I would take my toddlers on a kayak, right?
Yeah, but, right.
You know, older kids and adults, we have the kayak locker here. Uh-huh. So you have a chance to, like, not even, you know, go beyond looking at the water and
yes.
get on the water.
I am excited to do that. I have not experienced that yet, and I really want to.
Yeah. I love that Glass City is such a destination. Mm. I love that if people are visiting from out of town and you take them here, you're like, let's go to Glass City.
That's what we do.
And
when we
just
have people
blown
coming
away.
In from out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a destination for us to be like, look at our city. I
yes.
mean, the skyline's beautiful. We love the trail by the water with mm-hmm. like the kind of
the rope adventure
bridge.
Trail.
Yes.
yes,
laying on the net over the water. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so
Glass
I
City
agree.
Pavilion is such a beautiful
yes.
building. I love the green roof and being able to sit on top. It's a spectacular place.
Yes.
to watch the sunset mm-hmm. down here.
Yeah, we've experienced yes. that many times, and it always makes us like really proud to be in Toledo. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you sitting down and talking with us today.
You're so welcome. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Though it was windy out, it was perfect for a gathering with the mother's group at the Pollinator Playground. A few moms and their kiddos showed up, including Caroline Riley, who I've met before at other get-togethers, like this year's Galentine's Day event. She is the best. So, Caroline, you're here with two of your four kids today. Yes. So who did you bring today?
I brought Morgan, who's two, over here eating her lunch early in the wagon watching us. And
nice.
Owen, who's four, who's over on the playground. Mm-hmm. And then I also have Fiona, who's nine, and Declan, who's almost seven.
And they enjoy the Pollinator Playground at
yes,
Glass City?
Yes, we love Glass City yeah. Metro Park, especially the ribbon.
Right. Oh, yeah. When we got here, they were scooting around on their scooters, right?
Yes.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about Mother Center of Greater Toledo, which you remember, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about my experience joining the group. So my son Towns is now five, but I joined because I wanted to get to know other moms, and I found it to be very flexible, very casual, very chill. So it was very important to me, especially at that time, to be able to go to those events. And for also, my son is an only child, so I wanted him to socialize with other kids because he's not been in daycare at all.
Oh, okay.
So it's like I wanted him to be able to get to know other kids and play and not be isolated either.
Yeah.
You know, how did you find yourself joining the group, and you know, why did you decide to get in it?
So I was reflecting on this question a little bit. I have been a member almost 7 years. My second
wow.
will be seven. I joined when he was about 6 months old. I was new to me, since stay-at-home mom, and kind of the similar reasons as you. I was like, I need out of the house. I need to make some more friends. I want things for my kiddos to do. So I went to their open house in the fall of 2019, foreshadowing, not knowing that I would desperately need
oh
this group
gosh.
As COVID
yeah,
was, you know, was fast approaching. I remember going to the open house, and this story is an inside joke that still stands, is so my daughter was about 2.5, 3 at the time, and she was newly potty training. So I knew this mm-hmm. this group of women was a community for me when my 6-month-old, all of a sudden, I like saw a trusting mom, and I thrust my baby at her and was like, here, can you hold him, when I ran my daughter to the restroom. And I was like, I just knew, I'm like, they were so welcoming and
yeah.
accepting that I was like, this is a group of women for me. Mm-hmm. And I still tell people that I think joining Mother Center was one of the best decisions I've made since becoming a mother.
I'm a super.
Can you tell me about the history of the organization and how it's evolved over time?
Yeah, it's funny you ask that because, so I've been on the board multiple times over my course of a member as Mother Center. Most recently, I've been our director of finance or treasurer for the last little over a year. But I also, this winter, I fell down the whole rabbit hole wanting to know more about our history since we've been around since 1984. We have some documents and stuff from our beginning, but I found Googling one of our original founding members, Kathy Fiennes. Her name popped up, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to her and see if she'd want to chat, just to, you know, the kind of history nerd in me wanted to just chat with her. So we did. We had a great conversation. And to me, one of the biggest takeaways I had was that so many things have changed since 1984, right? Mm-hmm. Like social media, the internet, so many things. But at a core, mothers still need in-person connection and community. Even with easier ways of communication, many mothers still struggle just as much today with the feelings of isolation and not having enough community. Like throughout our conversation, it was like, that's what she said was like one of the drivers of them being founded, is that all you had was you could pick up the phone then and call your friend, so the in-person connection. And I told her, I was like, you know, that women still need that in-person conversation. It's not just as mothers, but just as women in general.
So how do the Metro Parks fit into the mothers group's routine? I know I've gone to different meetups at the Metro Parks with them before.
Yeah, the Metro Parks have been a staple of our summer programming for so many years, more years than I could find in our background. So in the summer, we do our Metro Park like summer playdate park series, and that's open to the public. You know, that's kind of how we get some of our new members as well. It's always been every Thursday morning, and it's been something I've had so many fun times going to different Metro Parks that I'd never experienced. So yeah, we're hoping to check out the ribbon and some of the playgrounds while we're here this summer.
One of my goals in recent years was for Towns and I to go to all the different Metro Parks, and I think we've hit just about all of them.
Have you? It's still
there
on
are
my
so
list.
Many.
That in our libraries. That's
yes,
on my list too.
I did the
to,
same
like,
thing.
Hit all the libraries.
I think I got all of the libraries except for the Waterville one. That's part of the Toledo Lucas County.
Yes, that's a fun
one. Yeah, that's the only one I think we've missed. But yeah, I love doing that. And so with this one, is Glass City a big part of the routine with the mothers group? Like how often do you guys meet here?
I would say I wish, you know, coming down here, I wish we would come even more. I know this summer we have it on our Park Playdate series, and we're looking to have like our end of summer bash here.
Okay,
still kind of exploring the date for that, but hoping to potentially even rent one of the cabanas, because we know a lot of people use those for their birthday parties and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty great. This is definitely my husband's favorite Metro Park to go to. He's like, we're like, you want to go for a walk? And he's like, yeah, let's go to Glass City. It's just definitely, it's his go-to. I have some questions for the kids, actually.
Okay.
So maybe we could find them and continue our chat. What are your favorite things to do at this park?
Go on the slides.
What is it?
Go on the slides.
That's awesome. Do you like this playground the most, or do you like the big grosbeak one, the big tall one?
Big one.
The big
okay.
one.
Okay, what do you like to do on that one?
Go on the slides.
Oh, the slides. Oh yeah, that one has the really, really big slide where you can climb all the way to the top. Do you ever do that?
Oh, and how fast were you going on the ribbon? How fast? So fast?
What?
Like lightning fast?
Lightning fast.
What are the benefits for moms in the group? Like, what's it like having this outlet for get-togethers?
It's one of the best places to meet up because no one's house gets messy.
Oh,
and,
that's a good point.
Yeah, the kids get to run around and you just get to talk to the other moms in a safe spot. And, you know, kids get some energy out.
Yes, yeah. That's what I was thinking about, is that during the day when you're with your kids, you really want to have like a chance for them to release their wiggles, as I always say. Like it's a good opportunity for that.
I would definitely add to that. As you know, sometimes you can hear Morgan screaming mom in the background. But I would say this is also moms. This is where we talk about anything and everything too. Like what we're going to make for dinner tonight, managing our relationships with our partners, pregnancy, postpartum, childhood, you know, potty training issues, anything under the sun. This is, you know, usually our kids are running around playing, and this is when we can like truly have time to just talk to each other.
Yeah, I always think of it as a really safe space, and I like that.
I'd say for the kids, too, it's always fun to watch because usually, especially as we get into the summer, there'll be kids of all different ages, and I think sometimes people assume that all the kids are going to play with the same age group, but usually you'll just watch such a diverse age group
right.
of kids,
yeah.
and it's so fun to watch the dynamics of, like, the kids and them make friends and stuff, so it's so fun to And especially it's the same group of kids usually coming. So they'll like build relationships and you watch and they'll be excited to see, you know, a certain friend the next play date.
Right. Yeah. So the moms build community, but really the kids are as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's really beneficial for kids to play with kids from other age groups as well. I think it's nice to see. So what are some things that the mothers group does aside from these play dates at the Metro Park that you would want to highlight that people should know?
I think, as you said, that in various parts of my time in Mother Center, I've had, you know, various levels of time that I was able to give. So I've been on and off the board. I've been, you know, only able to attend rare events and also very involved.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that I love most about Mother Center is community outreach.
Yeah.
And how much giving back to the community also is a key part of our organization. So providing volunteer opportunities for moms, as well as we try to find opportunities where the kids can volunteer with their parents. Mm-hmm. So most recently, we made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for Food for Thought.
Oh, yeah.
This last Saturday, we made a meal for Ronald McDonald House.
Nice.
And then coming up, we're going to be putting together birthday celebration bags for Seagate Food Bank with like cake mix, frosting, a can of soda in lieu of oil and eggs. And in talking to them, they're so excited because they're like, this gives families an easy way to celebrate a special day without that extra cost.
Yeah.
And they're super excited about it. And that was a member idea. Like our members had seen this online and wanted to, you know. Mm-hmm. Do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I also like that the organization gives back. That's really nice. And the outreach thing that you mentioned, it stuck out to me because, I don't know, it might have been a couple of years ago, someone from the group reached out to me and connected me to two moms that live close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's Melissa and Lisa. We've gotten to be such good friends. We're both on the south side of Toledo, and now we meet up all the time. And I feel very close to them and just so grateful that that mom, she made it like a point to say, hey, you guys should get to know each other. And it really stuck.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm really grateful for that. And it was cool. And how has your community expanded since joining the group? Like, have you made a lot of friends? I know we talked a little bit about that, but, and this could be for you too, Chloe, like anything about making friendships that you want to mention through the group.
Yeah, I've hung out with a lot of people in the mom group. I've been in grad school for most of the time I've been in, and I only have one kid, so it's been a great time to, you know, meet with other moms that I wouldn't normally, you know, be around because I'm so busy all the time. And then also for my son too, you know, he's not in preschool yet.
Yeah.
So he gets around a lot of kids too, which is great.
Yeah, my son Towns is an only child, and like that was a big part of it, is, you know, wanting him to socialize and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that is a big part. It's hard, you know, to find other families and stuff to do that.
Yeah.
Can you give me a boost?
Ready?
Boost. Janelle is another mom that I've gotten to know. The first time we met was at a park meetup at Farnsworth, actually.
So what do you think are the benefits of having these outdoor social activities with the mothers group, like at the Metro Parks?
I think it brings us all together a lot more. My kids, you know, are comfortable playing with other kids. And I know I've brought my neighbors to the splash pad, and their mom actually speaks Spanish, but, you know, like we can't really communicate because I don't, but we can still go to the splash pad and enjoy our kids and laugh and play. And it's been amazing to, you know, meet other moms at the park and just enjoy playing together.
Yeah. And how long have you been in the group?
I've been in the groups probably about 2.5 years.
Okay. Yeah, about the same time that I started, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what are your favorite things to do in this park in particular?
The splash pad, by far. Like, that is amazing for kids. I just put my feet in, too, and then the girls run around, and it's amazing. It's probably my favorite part of the park, and besides the view, too. Like, you cannot, you know, beat that view.
Yeah, it really makes you appreciate the Toledo skyline being at this park, I think. It's so pretty.
It's definitely gorgeous. I'm a little obsessed.
Yeah. Is this your favorite Metro Park to go to?
I have little kids, so in the summertime, this is definitely my favorite park. When I can't go to the splash pad, you know, there's other great parks that have, you know, maybe a little bit more toddler-friendly playgrounds that I like, Wildwood and Botanical. And we actually like Foxglove in our neighborhood, too. I'm not sure if that's a Metro Park.
Foxglove Meadow Park is a City of Toledo park outside of the Metro Park system, FYI.
I always notice when Towns isn't getting enough outside time, like the anxiety kind of ramps up. I mean, you know, just the energy of like, they need that. I mean, we all do. Adults do too.
I need them to be outside.
Yeah.
I like to keep the mess outside, not...
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's me too. When we were out for the day, I'm like, okay, now my house is still clean. So
right?
Yeah,
it's amazing. Like, oh, I have a clean floor.
Yeah.
And they're tired.
Yes. Yeah. And then they sleep well. Bedtime is easier. Everything is just so much easier when they get outdoor time.
Oh,
so.
Definitely.
Yeah. And do you like the pollinator playground for their age group as well?
I think it's a little bit advanced. Mm-hmm. My 16-month-old would be like, oh, no, I can climb this.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
they
fine.
Think they can, right.
But it's a little big for me to see them playing on it, but we make it work.
Yeah, yeah. And like at 3.5, they're starting to kind of like, you know, be able to do a lot of these things. So
when you're 3.5, you can do anything, right?
Okay, right.
Go down the puzzle side.
This visit with moms from the Mother Center of Greater Toledo, some of whom I've met, others who I was meeting for the first time, brought me a renewed appreciation for how they build community. Spending a beautiful day with these ladies at Glass City Metro Park brought home to me how lucky we are to have free meetup locations for parents to bring their kids and find community. I'd like to thank my guests, Caroline Riley, and all the other MCGT members, along with programming specialist for Metro Parks Toledo, Jessica Duncan, for joining me on today's episode. Thanks as well to our production team, M.R. Herner and Chris Pfeiffer, and a special thanks to Scott Carpenter of Metro Parks Toledo. A Walk in the Park With is a collaboration between Metro Parks Toledo and WGTE Public Media. You can find our episodes at wgte.org/walkinthepark or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your host and producer, Erin Holden. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.